The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Worry about any of that.
Next up, people should go to your website and see some of your work.
Easiest way to connect with us is archideck.com and check out our expanded service area.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
This is Always Right Radio on AM 1420, The Answer. With your host, Bob France.
All right, I have counted them down, and I am counting 8 minutes now past the hour of 10 o'clock on this Free For All Friday. It is the first morning of the third month in the year of our Lord, 2024. And boy, what a phenomenal conversation with Travis Mills. If you have not yet visited his website, even if you're not ready to donate at this moment, visit the website, learn a little bit about the fundraisers that are going on, learn about the raffle that we're going to be having that Dave Mortosh has been hosting for the last several years, and it's going to be held around Veterans Day, but there's a big buildup between now and them, a huge challenge to raise money for the foundation. So become familiar with it, even if you're not ready to push the donate button right now, but go to TravisMillsFoundation.org. Still a lot to do today. Coming up in the third hour, at the top of that hour, we're going to have in studio, I've got two chairs across from me right now, and one will be filled by former Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association President Steve Loomis. The other is going to be filled by the current prosecutor in Cuyahoga County, Mike O'Malley. Mike O'Malley is running for re-election. He is being challenged by a radical, cop-hating, law-and-order-hating George Soros acolyte. And I hope I'm not being too firm with that description. I think it's actually very, very accurate. He does not believe in policing, does not believe in law, does not believe in prisons, incarceration. Essentially, he cares about criminals and what happens to them more than he cares about their victims. And he wants to be the Cuyahoga County prosecutor. His name is Matthew Ahn. And we are going to discuss what it's going to take to make sure Mike O'Malley stays in that prosecutor's office. And the difficult part about it is we have a probably overwhelming number of people listening to this program who are Republicans, and you won't be able to cast a vote, because this is a Democratic primary between O'Malley and Ahn. So we're going to talk about ways that you can support Mike O'Malley and thus the protection and the service of the people of Cuyahoga County if you are not going to be pulling a Democrat ballot in that primary. So Mike O'Malley and Steve Loomis at the top of the next hour. For this hour, I want to welcome to the program now an individual who's doing something that I absolutely love, and that is pushing back in a manner of speaking, against what has come to be known as Pride Month. It's the month of June, which I have renamed the month of groom, because it kind of rhymes, sort of, and it's really important and appropriate because they are trying to groom our children all month of June into a deviant alternative lifestyle, trying to confuse them, trying to make them question their own selves, their own identities, and trying to celebrate those things. It's just very dangerous. As I think everybody knows. So our next guest is pushing back on Pride Month and promoting something called Natural Family Month. What's that? Let's ask him. J.R. Harrison joins us now from the Natural Family Strong organization. J.R., thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm blessed, and great question. And look, as a Christian, as a conservative, I'm tired of playing defense. I mean, really tired of it. And we have an opportunity with the Natural Family Month to take an offensive stance for a change. Christians, conservatives are noted as complainers, right? We don't like anything, like Mikey on the commercial. We just don't like anything, okay? So what happens when we put the opposition in that Mikey position? And that's what the Natural Family Month does. And the Natural Family Month celebrates the natural family, which is basically, and I got to say this, one biologically born man, one biologically born woman, and a lifelong committed monogamous relationship. That, sir, is a best practice. Now, that doesn't mean we have a 50% divorce rate. So does that mean you can't celebrate that? No. This is the vision that America should be operating under. You're going to a meeting this coming weekend. If this nation, from Mother's Day to Father's Day, was already celebrating the nation, a natural family month, Mother's Day week, first week, and then perhaps Children's Week or Grandparents Week or Extended Family Week, and then ending on Father's Day, if that was already in process, how much difference would that make in your conversations with other people? And that's really what we're pushing for. We want to get back to reality, back to sanity. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal question. You know, to try to figure out what it would look like and what those conversations would sound like if this had already been going. Tell me about the organization, the Natural Family Foundation, JR.
Okay, great question. By the way, we started the Natural Family Movement. The organization has been in existence for about 8-9 years, mm-hmm. and I got bit by the righteous bug about 35 years ago. And I started off by trying to get the right people elected to office. And I thought that would take care of everything. Didn't work. Then I went after the church. I tried to get the pastors to speak relevant sermons, to be salt and light in the world. And I'm going, as goes the church, so goes the nation. If we don't fix the church, nothing else is going to work, which is a partial truth. But I had an opportunity to talk to somebody from the John Maxwell Organization, and they gave us some management consulting. And they started talking about the seven areas of influence. And, of course, when they got to church, I said, stop right there. That's all you need to do. But they mentioned the family and other institutions. And I started thinking, well, wait a minute. If the family is broken, which it is in America, if the family's broken, how effective is your church going to be? How effective is your nation going to be? So it just went, whoa, wait a minute. This is the core. This is the foundation. And we need to start focusing on that so we can help the church become that light in our nation. But they can't do it with a broken family. So that's what generated the organization, to try to change the focus, the vision in America. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. We want to cast that vision of the natural family. And Bob, it is not the only answer. But I don't think we can do it without the family. And as a result of that, in 2022, we went to a local city council, and the year before they'd done their first gay pride celebration. We went to that city council in March, and we said, hey, why not consider celebrating a natural family month from Mother's Day through Father's Day? Well, guess what? Their jaws dropped. They didn't know what to do with it. They're not used to. They expected me to get up or someone to get up and complain about the June celebration. No, we presented an option. And I can tell you, mostly city council members or school board members won't respond back to you, Bob. They won't say anything. I got responses from over half of the city council members, and it was frustration. So as a result of our ask, in 2022, the city did not have a gay pride celebration. And I can tell you right now, it drives the LGBTQ community crazy, as well as public servants. They don't want to hear this. They don't know what to do about it.
We are talking with J.R. Harrison. He is a representative. Are you a president, chair? What's your actual title with the Natural Family Foundation?
Officially, you call me the director. The national director.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So the director of the Natural Family Foundation, when we talk about the breakdown of the family, is it organic? I mean, we do see extraordinarily high divorce rates. There are a lot of things that I think drive families apart or break families apart on their own right now. It's a difficult time maybe in our culture, but there is also an attempt to break up the family. I mean, we hear leaders of certain organizations with Marxist principles behind them literally talk about their goal is to disrupt and break up the traditional nuclear family, the Western civilization nuclear family. So what is the bigger threat, that intent or the fact that a lot of people are just not able to, you know, make their marriages and their families stick together?
it's a great question. I don't use the term nuclear.
Okay.
If you look at Encyclopedia Britannica, nuclear now includes gay marriage. And that's why natural is such a strong word, because it's invulnerable. You see it. You see it in action. You see it spiritually. You see it physically. Children automatically need a mother and a father. That's a spiritual need. When you take one of them out of the family, we'll go to the prison systems and talk to the inmates there about their family life.
I did not know that they changed the definition of nuclear family. But then again, why should we be surprised? Not to change the subject, but they changed the definition of vaccination and vaccine and pandemic and so forth, all to fit a narrative. But at any rate, okay, so we'll call it the natural family. But nonetheless, the question remains the same, and that is the bigger threat. Is it just people's inability to stay together because of, you know, maybe temptations outside of the bounds of marriage or other things like that? Or is it this intentional disruption of the natural family?
It's intentional. I mean, we could go back to the Garden of Eden, and the first thing that got attacked was the family, Adam and Eve. And God created three institutions for the benefit of the man: the family, the church, and the state, and in that order. And the family is critical, because you have a certain relationship with your mother and father that you don't have with your neighbors. It is inbred in you, and it's very, very important to have that. If you can destroy that and get a 1984 type environment, or a Brave New World type environment, where we don't have fathers, we don't have mothers, we just have, quote unquote, the state is the daddy.
Mm-hmm.
That is what their ultimate goal is, because once they get that relationship between the child and the state, then their job's over with. The rest is easy. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. And all of those things make sense. And sadly, they're all tragic and mm-hmm. quite frankly, terrifying. We're talking to J.R. Harrison. If you just turned us on, J.R. Harrison is the director of the Natural Family Foundation. And he is pushing and promoting, as is the foundation, Natural Family Month, as kind of an alternative to, or maybe just a highlighting of the opposite side of the quote unquote Pride Month that June has been declared to be. And this month isn't going to be a calendar month, but from Mother's Day to Father's Day, which I think is just a glorious idea, because every child in the history of humanity has had a mother and a father, not two fathers, not two mothers. And last time I checked, 8 million plus people on this planet had all been born to women. None have ever been born to men. So that was the last count I saw. So it's important, isn't it, JR, to kind of remind everybody that you can have your little fantasy games all you want, have your little celebrations here, but the real family is the natural family, because none of us would be here without one.
Amen, amen, and amen. And Bob, I was not privileged to be born in what you would call a natural family. I had a father that was an alcoholic, a womanizer, and an abuser. He didn't want anything to do with me. So I, in essence, had a vacuum there where that father should have been. And that created issues with me. Look, you'll do anything to fill that gap. Drugs, sex, gangs, it doesn't make any difference. You'll do anything, because that is the need there that every child has. And by the way, it is a need for a man and a woman, not two men or not two women. I'll tell you from personal experience and folk I've talked with, it just drives you crazy trying to fill that gap. So if you want to destroy a nation, yes, go after the family, take that out. And the beauty of what they're doing in this brave new world we are in 2024, not 1984, is that they are actually making the state the daddy. You look at the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and what it did. The state became the sugar daddy, the supporter, and you had black families that were stable. But once the government got involved in that, boom, broken up.
JR, I want to ask a difficult question.
Sure.
And because I want to know how to answer it myself.
Mm-hmm.
There are sadly a lot of orphaned children, children who do not have parents at all, and who are growing up in very difficult circumstances. And people will say, Is it better for that child to be an orphan and to be, you know, moving from foster family to foster family and never really having roots? Or would it be better for a gay couple to adopt that child and raise that child, whether it be two men or two women, whatever the case might be? Because wouldn't it be better to have a child being loved and cared for by somebody than to be in a situation, like I said, where they really didn't have roots and a family?
Great question. And I know of a situation where a young girl on drugs, on the street, got pregnant, left a baby at the hospital. And it's a personal situation I was aware of. Mm-hmm. In 2 days, I found at least two families that wanted to adopt that baby. And there are more out there. I don't have to look any further. Mm-hmm. So I don't accept, hey, there's nobody else that will accept this child, so put them in a mono, or a woman and woman family. I don't accept that. And we need, as a nation, to understand that exists. And please, we have to understand that part of the natural family movement is a lifelong committed monogamous relationship with a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Lifelong committed monogamous relationship. What would happen if your first relationship, knowing another man or a woman, was the only one you've ever had? It makes one heck of a difference. And you stop this insanity of having babies and dropping them off at the hospital.
Well, you're right. Unfortunately, you know, not every orphan child is a result of somebody having a terrible decision and dropped their baby off in a hospital. I mean, parents have been killed or circumstances where, you know, somebody, you know, one of the parents is gone. And again, maybe it's a military thing or something of that nature. And then you've got a single mother who can't mm-hmm. take care of the baby. And so she puts the baby up for adoption. There are all kinds of different reasons. But if those babies aren't being adopted by natural families that you're talking about. And by the way, I'm an adoptee. So I know exactly what we're talking about. And I was never, ever, ever ashamed of that. My sister, who was an adoptee, was. She never wanted anybody to know. She thought there was some sort of stigma attached to it. I never did. Mm-hmm. I never cared. My parents, my mother and my father told me, you know, as soon as I was old enough to understand what it meant, you know, and they told me. So believe me, I'm a strong supporter of adoption. But not everybody baby can be adopted by a natural family as we define it. So again, given the choice between having no real family roots to rely upon, if there are two people who are of the same sex living in the same house trying to provide care for a child, I guess the question is there a better alternative?
Well, all I can say is that if you take a child and put it in an environment where there is a man and a man or a woman and a woman, when that child grows up, they're going to find out there was no Santa Claus. They've always known that they've had that need for a woman and a man. They've always known that. And when they grow up and they're 25 and 30 years old and they discover, whoa, wait a minute, that wasn't really a female, that was a male, mm-hmm. what happens then?
Well, that's always been my biggest argument about this thing, too. And it's not to be discriminatory and it's not to be prejudiced or bigoted or anything mm-hmm. else. But there are some things that my children cannot get from me. They can only get from their mother. And there are some things that my children cannot get from their mother. They can only get from me. Yeah. And it's because a child does need a mother and a father in their lives. And that's, again, that's not to disparage any single mom who's working her tail off because maybe, you know, the husband left or maybe the husband yep. was never there to start yep. or maybe the husband had something tragic happen or maybe he's been imprisoned. I don't know. And it's not to say they can't do their level best. And sometimes they do very well and the child turns out to be very, very happy, healthy, and productive. And that's a great thing. But the odds are a lot longer if there is not a mother and a father in the house, hence the need for the natural family.
Amen. Amen. And we're at naturalfamilystrong.com. naturalfamilystrong.com. We have information on the celebration there and love to have folks go to it. We have the state of Idaho, by the way, is in the process of declaring a natural family forum celebration.
Well, you beat me to my last question, which is, you know, what do we have to do to get this to be something that's accepted in states or federally? I mean, I don't know who declared that National Pride Month was the month of June, and they get a whole month to do this stuff when there's one day for veterans and there's one day for Memorial Day, but they get a whole month for this thing. I don't know who declared it as such, but how do we get that same declaration for Natural Family Month?
You have to start. Last year, we had several churches in several states, and we're going to have a proclamation on the website. If you go to the Natural Family Month,
I see it.
A proclamation for a city to declare the Natural Family celebration from Mother's Day. By the way, Mother's Day to Father's Day are bookends.
Yes, right.
And like you said, it is a natural celebration. Excuse the pun.
No, pun intended. Pun intended. It is a natural celebration to hold that from Mother's Day to Father's Day, because, of course, that is indeed what we are talking about with a natural family. So, yeah, I'll encourage people to see that proclamation, too, and maybe they can start that on their local levels and start talking to legislators and people in the positions to make this happen. NaturalFamilyStrong.com is the homepage for Natural Family Foundation. NaturalFamilyStrong.com. We'll talk again as we get closer to the month of June, or maybe even around Mother's Day, when we can start this thing, JR, because I certainly want to put as much weight behind this as I can.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. God bless. All right, there you go, JR Harrison from the Natural Family Foundation. We'll take a time out here. We're going to come back and go into...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.